Okay, good evening, everybody. So we were holding here in Maima Geula, in the Perek HaGeula. I would like to talk a little bit. Obviously, it's something that segues extremely directly with Purim Minyanim. So he says in Amud Mem Beis in the Maima Ikrim, "Behine ba'umas olam, there'll be a big bureau." Depending on whether or not you're meant to be destroyed or to live, that's what's going to happen. Now, we're going to go first. I'm going to see a piece in, it's in the back, for those who have safer. If not, we sent it to everybody. And this is a piece in the Likutim from Adi Bamar. So, piece Chav Zayin, it's a line before the one that we emailed to everybody. Sof hakolu yom adin hagadol shastava sitrach legami mikol habriyah. This is where we have it. Ve'oz ba'osa din nasa bira achrein. When that din happens, the final bira will take place. Shafila reshima shorai yistalik. Even the reshim that Ra left will be mistalik. Now I want to sort of point out something. The Mocha Timcha Zecha Molech, it kind of sounds to us strange. We want to eradicate, please remember, to eradicate the memory of Amalek. Okay, I mean, so why should we keep remembering? If we don't talk about it and we ignore it, it's gone. And the answer is no. And if I can give today, we have a contemporary mashal that really, really is works well for this. People have gone through a traumatic event, are going to feel the trauma, and they will not be able to shake it. So if they try to forget about it, they will not forget about it. It's going to keep on living inside them and being mashpi on them. When a person does appropriate therapy, a lot of what he does is to revisit it and meet it head on and so detox it in some way. And then it falls away lifeless and it no longer has an effect on the person. So the mitzvah is to be Timcha Zecha Molek because it means right now, if we don't think about a Molek still exists. So the Bureau of Lasid Lavo is that nothing will be left, not even the Rishimu. Rishimu means a mark that something leaves. So when I sit on a seat and after a long time there's like an indentation, that's a Rishimu, that's a mark. It left some impression. Ra will not exist, nor any effect that Ra had. And so on, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mavid Ra. Now he says, Chav Ches. So up to this point, he's speaking about just Ra in a generic way. Now, Ha'umos b'maz HaMashiach, Ye'osev ba'olam shtei dvarim, Ha'echad hu ha'nekama ba'goyim, Ba'oysen she'mitzara Ra gomur, there will be nekama in goyim, Vasheni he geru so umos vashe shomehem sheatov shem lavadis Hashem. So we have two things will happen after Zayomim. One is there will be the common goyim, and then there will be geirus of the umos from of those that we left over. The good ones be over Hashem karkosuv as epoch al amim sofa brura. Now. Let's discuss this a little bit in light of what we saw. In the Megillah, you have two, in Purim, you have two extraordinary events happening. You have Nekama, the Venafahu is Nekama, the Gedolah Nekama that's given between the Goyen says about Chayavan Levsumi Adaliyoda, he says there's Godel Gadol Nekama that's given between two Shemus, Kael Nekama Hashem, and Gadol Das that's given between two Shemus, Kael Deus Hashem. And when you have Das, you don't have Nekama, and when you have Nekama, Das is not there, and that's why the Chiyuv is Adal Yada. That's what the guy says, very cryptic remark in his Bir Agra. I want to explain it a little bit, Kefi Arkeinu. There are two types of ra. Let's apply it even what we understand Bizman Azeh. There are people who do bad because they can't control the taivas. They've been emotionally worn out. They've been influenced badly. Anytime you give me a reason why they're bad, that means that if the proper das will sit on top of them, if the proper das will grab them and direct them, they will become rehabilitated. So the Chazal say that a person, it means we don't have the ability to control our maisim with our das. So Umas HaOlam are nations who have not subjugated themselves to Klal Yisrael, and therefore they are and they do what's wrong. So when a nation that prides itself on X, Y, or Z, that's its essence, does it and does not align it with the Das of Klal Yisrael, it is bad. But then there is one Ummah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, like a psychopath. A psychopath is not bad because he's had a hard childhood, because he has a strong tie, because this. He's bad because he's bad. He's bad because the wiring inside is bad. There is nothing you can do with a psychopath except keep him away, get rid of him. As long as there is somebody who there is no tikkun for him, and in a certain sense, it creates a problem for all humanity. That's called nekamas. Nekamas is something which is a pushback to somebody that threatens my existence. The word nekama comes from, I heard from Rabbi Shapiro once. Kima, standing, is a sense of existence. When a person stands and he stands proudly, he stands, he exists. When a person collapses, he lies down. So kima, he will bring us to our country uplifted, upraised, back straight up. That's a sign of existence, independence, etc. When somebody has done me in, somebody punched me, so he's knocked me down. Besides the punch, he's also moved me down a notch of two or three in existence. He's made a shmat out of me. He's shown himself to be better. When I push back to the same level that the other way, I've sort of righted the account, and I've pulled myself erect again. So it's like those bobbing dolls. I don't know what they call them today. So you push it down, and it snaps back with the same strength and rides itself up and stands right. That's the Mahalach Nekama. So of all the Umas HaOlam, the only one where you have Nekama, is Kel Nekama Hashem, is for Amalek. And that's why Das... how to fit Amalek into the picture doesn't exist. And therefore it's something which is that was the yom. So we have Mechias Amalek on one hand, and then you have the Megillah, V'rabe me'ame ha'aretz misyahadim. Many of the nations were misgayer, and the Megillah is telling us that Because for those others, being misyahed is appropriate. In other words, for Amalek, destruction is the only thing that's not good. This is something that, now, one more point along this line. Shemitzios Tikkun Rabbah Seif HaKol Tzachlosos B'Shnei Drachim. There are two ways how the Tikkun Rabbah is going to be. Shetzorech Chelek Mimena Levloa B'Shrosho. Part of it has to become swallowed up in its very root. Shalemotzei Et Klal. The Chelek Echad L'Takei. And one half has to become Mesukim. Kelo Inyan Arak V'Harashu Shumetzios Echad Animtza Ter Mishtam L'Abriyum Tzosh HaShleima. Ra is something that comes about before the Bria has its final tzura. She'ad shi goylem, oi belov sh'atzur ishen shech madayin, yotze inyan ra. V'charkach b'shtalim tzurosa, hine mitzirzu eino et klal, v'at nisho mitzirz echot sh'atolos mashoya helem adazman hazeh. So, the Ramchal adds an incredible understanding to the purpose to say ra. Let's first try to figure out what he's asking here. His statement is coming to address a question. We said before there are two types of nations. There are many nations, most nations, whose tachlis is going to be to become subordinate to Klal Yisrael and to find their own good in subordination to Klal Yisrael. It's not much different than a kid who's of an age where he still needs parents and parental guidance, and the parents, by telling him what to do, how to do, etc., are the ones who give him that guidance, and they make him the good person because of it. But then he says there's this Amalek who is totally ra, like a psychopath, and he can only be destroyed. It's bothersome to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a psychopath, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have a Bria that is totally ra. How do you understand that? So, in this sentence over here, he's trying to address it. He says, Shetzorech chelek mimenu libola b'shrashay. A part of it needs to become swallowed up in its root. Shalemotzot klal, v'chelek achal etachin. That's a very, very interesting way of saying it. He's saying that tzorech chelek mimenu libloa b'shrasha, to become swallowed up in its shorish. What does that mean? So let's give a marshal. Imagine you have people training an army, and they're supposed to be training to fight certain troops and so on. So you have enemy troops that are not really enemy troops. These are ki'ilu enemy troops. This is a full-scale exercise. So we have an opposing army of similar size who are fighting you really, really hard. So, yes, and everybody's using laser tag or whatever it is. I'm not sure exactly what they use, but whatever it is, that's the type of thing they're doing. So this person is using using something like that, and this person is going to be fighting me tooth and nail. He's not going away. I'm not going to be able to make peace with him. I'm not going to negotiate with him. His job is to give me a run for my money. The day the war is over, it doesn't end in the defeat of that enemy. It ends in that enemy becoming again my army, because that's where he was to start with. His root is really the chelek of Toiv. But part of Toiv, part of my army's success, needed to have an enemy army fighting me, and it's a group of people that look like an enemy army. They act like an enemy army, and so on. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something in the Bria that is ra, totally, then it's a simen that was a necessity for the Tov. In order for Tov to find its way, it needs Ra. And there are many reasons why it's like that. We can give different explanations. One explanation is as a counterfoil. It's like black ink needs a white surface. The old days when they had Xerox copies, they would have white ink, white lettering on a black surface. You need to be able to be able to define Tov well, and to struggle with Tov, need to define Ra. That's sort of part and parcel of it. So that's a reason why you need it. But be it as it may, it's the process of destroying that Ra. Yes, that Ra will be gone totally. But it's sort of chelik min libola b'shoshoy, shemotzed klal, chelik achar tachem. It needs to disappear within its shorish, so it will be gone totally. And this is perhaps another reason why it will not leave a mark either. It's not going to leave a mark that it was bad, because it's as gloy mosafed that it wasn't bad. In other words, let's about the people fighting fighting that battle against the mock enemy. That mock enemy, let's say, left holes in the walls. And, you know, let's say they were able to shoot and left holes in the walls or whatever it is, topple stuff down. So as long as this quote-unquote battle is raging, this is destructive. They've scored a point and so on. The minute the battle is over and that group becomes, just melts into my group, then we don't look at it that we were defeated, they left the holes. I mean, this was part of our training. It takes on a very different meaning, different understanding. So, and this is what he says, Ra is there because or when the Bria is not shalling. As long as it hasn't found its total Metzias, we have this Ra. Until the other army hasn't perfected its moves, we have the enemy fighting it. When the good becomes what it needs to be, it no longer exists. So it becomes one Metzias, because when it has become perfected, this is part of that perfection. It's an extraordinary, profound point. It means, almost by definition, if the world has become the Tov it needs to be, then the Ra is part of that Tov. So let's give another dogma, just so it says, and this is more than just a dogma. It says that Chana and Sotan, L'shem Shemayim Niskavli, the Chana when she bad, and not Chana, Pnina when she badgered Chana and told her, haha, I'm feeding my kid, I'm getting my hair cut, and where's your kid? And it made her terribly, terribly upset. And Chazal say that, you know, and V'chiasato Tzorosa, her Tzora kept on getting her extremely agitated, and this is what she would do. Chazal says she meant Hashem Shemayim. She wanted this Tzar to cause her to have a child. And it says the Sutton with Eov also is the Shem Shemayim Miskavda, because he wanted to prove the righteousness of Avram. So let's go back to that case of Pnina. So as long as Chana does not have a child, then Pnina is a machshefa. She's a really, really terrible person. But the minute Chana has a child, Pnina is the one that made it happen. Not only is Pnina, it's the bad Pnina no longer exists, because that Pnina became part of the good that happened. So when Ra has run its course, when Tov has become what it needs to become, then automatically Ra is seen as being what helped shape it, make it. I want to read the other piece over here. which is which dovetails very nicely with it. This is a piece from a Talmud of Ramchal, actually a Talmud Chava. His name is Rav Moshe David Wally. He was Italian. He learned with the Ramchal, his Chabura. The Ramchal didn't have a yeshiva, he had a Chabura. They learned together. He wrote a huge amount of Sfarim. They published many of them today. He says it's more Kabbalistic. It's Pirushim on Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Likutim, Inyanim. It's Kabbalistic, and a lot of kind of fascinating Kiddushim that he says. But this is a small piece that's not Kabbalistic and dovetails extremely nicely with what we've seen. This is the next page. The being mocha zeh hamalek da. Amalek is that which is designed to make Klal Yisrael, to hit Klal Yisrael to when they do wrong. They have the strap, you know, the strap that you hit a kid with, which brings them to Derech Yishara. Ad she'niskana legamri, till they will become completely misukin. So Amalek is really the force that's there to act as pressure on Klal Yisrael to get them to do what's good. That who Amalek is. So they're not just another nation that sort of intersects, its path intersects Klal Yisrael's paths, and sometimes good, sometimes not. And they're there to keep putting Klal Yisrael in its place. They're the bad cop. And this is Pshat the Pasuk in Hashem Shalom Kisei Hashem Zarmalik. Kishleimus Hashem Shleimus HaKisei who sowed Shleimus HaTikin. Shememenu nimshach memela machozar shamolik. If he sheino itzorach l'shem tzur Yisrael ha-metukonim, masha nimur tikunam. V'n kein ha-shem et nishma v'nisra v'yashem ha-shem ha-shem. So he says, she'en ha-kise sholom, en ha-shem shol ha-kise sholom, the Pashto Pshad is that wipe out Amalek because, and then when you wipe out Amalek, the kisei will be shalom and the shem will be shalom. The way he's learning it, it's a whole new pshat. What he's saying is, if and when the shem will be shalom and the kisei will be shalom, then Amalek will have disappeared. If I give a mashal, imagine a person has braces that are pressuring his teeth to grow in a certain way. Now, if the person, as soon as his teeth straighten out and they're growing where they're supposed to grow, he'll no longer feel pressure from those wires because the wires are there putting pressure on anything that's not in its place. So they're designed in a way where they keep pushing on that which is not aligned with where it's supposed to be aligned with. Amalek is a bria that is punishes Klal Yisrael. That's their metzias. They're there to make sure Klal Yisrael walks the straight and the narrow. And any time Klal Yisrael strays, they assault them. But when and if Klal Yisrael will find his metzias and become who they should be, what they should be, there no longer is going to be any type of pressure for Amalek, and Amalek will cease to exist in terms of Klal Yisrael's Metzias. So let's review quickly what the points we've seen over here. First of all, the ultimate vis-a-vis the Ra in the Bria, the ultimate tikkun is going to be twofold, and the truth is, it's almost a mefurish tefillah that we say. on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we speak about the tikkun and the simlach atashem levatecha and all those ubechein teins that we say, we have that all the bruim will call or will be Eved Hashem make a good achas and so on, and but we also say kisich lememshalas zod mina aretz. We have a certain umas ha'olam, a certain chelik of the bria that we want, that we understand that they should become good, and together with Klal Yisrael worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's a chelik of the bria that we say all we ask for is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu get rid of them. There's nothing else we can ask for because nothing else is going to happen with it. Then we have so we have two different types of nations, those that can have a tikkun and those that are doomed forever. We then find in Ramchal a deeper understanding of what it means doomed forever. You can't believe that a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just bad, and its only mitzias is to become extinct. Just like that, how can people create a bria that's bad? The answer to that is, it becomes extinct not because we blast it to smithers, but rather because its mitzias A is no longer needed, and its mitzias of being contrary was needed as long as Tov was developing. Ra lishma, that something be ra because that's where it should be, is needed to counteract the lishma of Taif. Nothing in the world would have meaning unless it struggles. So we have Taifis that tempt a person, but in the core of a person's lishma, we need to have an opposite lishma. Amalek fought Kaiso lishma. Not because they hope to get anything, not because they had anything to lose, you know, when Klal Yisrael was marching through them, but Klal Yisrael actually was, they just wanted to Klal Yisrael lishma. So they were needed as long as things were still in the process. The way Moshe Dov Bali says is that they're there as a disciplinary action against Klal Yisrael. Once the disciplinary action is gone, then once there's no need for it, it automatically disappears. And it disappears in its shorish, meaning that it better was good, because Ra in the Bria is only a hired actor to help the Tov realize itself. And therefore, on the day when Tov Ra exists as part of Tov. It no longer exists as Ra. Okay, we should have a Freilich and Purim. It's a day that really sort of is it's the beginning. It's on the horizon of Lasid Lavoi and all the Nisim and Samalek and so on. We should be zeichet to that Gula Be'ez Hashem Mekarev.